The Astros begin a series against the AL West rival Angels, and Houston would give Verlander an early lead to work with.
Team batting average, .283 team average. Pitch, that's a shot by the mound. It's going to drop into shallow center field. Being waved home is Correa, and the throw will be cut up. He'll score. 2-2 delivery, and that's waved and missed. A fastball gets Valbuena, struck him out, and that's how the inning ends. 0-2 on the Angels' second baseman. Here's the next pitch, and he gets him swinging. A high fastball struck him out, and a strong inning for Verlander. Only 7 pitches in the inning. Here's the pitch, and he swings at that one and misses it. Struck him out, and that's how the inning will end. There are strikeouts in the inning for Verlander, and the Angels will leave Trout on. Here's the 3-2 payoff pitch, and that is a called third strike. He gets Crone looking, and the inning is over. It was a breaking ball that gets Crone, and that'll do it for the Angels here in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch. That's lifted in the air down the right field side. That's tight to the line, and that's a fair ball. It's going to drop in. Phillips is going for two. He better hurry the throw, and he is out. Well, it looked like he got there in time. Now, whether or not his foot came off the bag on the slide, Mike Socia is going out to argue with the second base umpire, Pat Hoberg, who made the call. 1-1 on Trout. He chops his ball down to third. It's handled there by Bregman. The throw to first is in time, and the ball game is over. It ends on a 5-3 ground out.
The Angels are now 73-71 on the year. They fall to 2 games back of the Twins for the second American League wildcard slot. Here's the Angels skipper, Mike Socia.
Garrett just had real good command of everything. You know, he was very pitch efficient and used all his pitches, pitched on both sides of the plate, had good movement on his fastball with obviously good velocity. So that's a great 5 innings from Garrett. You know, not tonight it wasn't, obviously. You know, he had spent the pitches that he was allotted tonight, and hopefully we'll expand on that next time. But, no, it was not a hard decision. You know, we were thrilled he can get us through 5 innings. First inning, we hit the ball hard. And that's usually when anytime we face Justin Verlander, it's usually, you know, you try to get him early because he picks up his steam and he, you know, usually finishes games great. And not too much in between, obviously. He pitched a terrific game for those guys, gave him 8 strong innings. Brendan thought he pushed him off. And looking at the replay, I think, you know, Carlos, there's a fine line between keeping a tag on a guy and using a little bit of force. And looked like he gave him a little bump off the bag there, at the end. So we'll take a closer look at it and see. But Brendan felt he was pushed, and I know that Carlos was trying to keep the tag on him, but it looked like there was a little bit of force that pushed him off the base.
The Angels will try to even up their series against the Astros on Wednesday when Tyler Skaggs makes the start.